Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Once in a great while, people have a good reason for being late. Once in a great while. But usually, why are people late? Lack of diligence. Not doing what they should have been doing as early as they should have been doing it. Or doing a bunch of other stuff while they should have been doing this. But it boils down to a lack of diligence. And when you're not on time and you're late, time after time after time, you need to make some changes. Amen. Boy, I could meddle right here. When it's time to get ready, it's not time to clean house. When it's time to pack, it's not time to watch TV. Are y'all with me now? When it's time to hit the road, it's not time to eat. And if you're getting ready or almost ready, you're not ready. Now, you know, people, some folks laugh about it. Some people don't think it's funny at all. And some people say, well, hey, it's my business. It's my business. You live like you want to, we'll live like we want to. Well, it's costing you, and you don't even realize it. You don't even know what you have missed by living a lax, persistently late, tardy lifestyle. I know just watching people like, you know, I've served with Brother Kenneth Hagin and Phyllis did with Miss Aretha and serving with other people over the years and then people helping us over the years. I watched while other people that were talented and gifted didn't get used because every time you called on them, it took them a day to get ready. People that didn't get to go on trips because leaders knew if they called them, it's going to take them half a day to even show up. And even if it didn't, you know, take them a long time, it just overwhelmed them. They were just frazzled. Oh, well, I can't go. You got to give me enough time to do this and to do that. And, well, if you're upset, we don't need you along for spiritual work. Amen. Did you get this? And we've seen it again and again and again. The Lord, thank God, He taught us early about this, and I think it's one reason that we got used and got used a lot, because they'd call us for stuff, and it didn't matter what we had on our desk. It didn't matter what was going on. Can you, you know, meet us in X amount of time to go out of town to go do this? Well, the Lord had already given us a directive. And see, this is where He keeps things right. The reason why, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but the reason why so many times people are not diligent is because their priorities are not right. First things are not first. And the Lord had already dealt with me years before we got to the point I'm talking about now in serving them. He told me, help Brother Hagin. Well, that's my ministry. Yeah, I'm called to preach. Yeah, I got an anointing to minister the word, but that's my call to help him. Amen. And so we had other things going on, but when that came up, set it aside. Get to it later. Let's go. There are numerous times you got called at the last minute, and man, you had to be packed and ready to go and be somewhere in an hour or two. Well, if you can't handle that, God just can't use you in certain things. He's limited in how He can use you. And a lot of times people don't like to think about that, but are you limiting God in how He can use you by your stubbornness and being set in your ways? Well, I have to eat
at these certain times, and I have to have my three meals, and I've got to have my 8 hours of sleep, and I got to sleep in my bed, and I got to do, you have limited God big time as to how he can use you, when and where. You're not asking him, you're telling him what you got to have and how you've got to operate. Talking to you from experience now. What does the scripture say? Be instant, in season, and out of season. What does out of season mean? What's out of season? Out of season is when you go, huh? Now? In 30 minutes? Where? Not convenient. Other stuff's going on. It's out of season. But you need to be ready then as well as in season. You may have to miss a nail appointment. You may not get to fish or golf. That doesn't mean you would never get to, but not now. Are you with me now? I wish it weren't this way, but you just got so many people that are not being used to the degree they should be and could be, and some of them get mad about it and they get upset about it, not realizing the last three times they were called, they were too busy doing something else. Not realizing last couple of times they were involved in something, they were late and they drug around and it took them twice as long to get it done. Why? Because they're doing other stuff that's more of a priority in their life. And that is a failure to be diligent. In order to be diligent, you got to have your priorities right. Yes, sir. You got to know what's first and when to lay everything else aside and do that. So like I said, I was getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but let's ask the question and catch back up. The question came to my mind concerning these things is, if this is important, and we're going to see later on if the Lord continues to lead us this way, about the rewards of diligence. There are great rewards. We've already read some scriptures that talk about the diligent will be rich. Financially and materially, the diligent will be made rich. I was reading today about in Proverbs what it talks about the worker. It says, do you see a man diligent in his field or in his work? He will not stand or work for insignificant, obscure people. He will work for kings. He will stand in front of kings if you're diligent at what you do. Why? Because if you're diligent at what you do, you're going to get good at what you do. And you're going to become skilled at what you do. But you will not become skilled without being diligent. Diligent, skilled, well-known, rich. That's what the Bible says. Your services, your skill will become in greater and greater demand because very few do it as well as you, as quickly as you. And everybody wants it to be done perfect and right now. And not many people deliver on any of that. And you get to where you can or even get close, you're going to be in huge demand and be paid top dollar. Well, just touching the edge of that, the rich rewards of being diligent. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. How many like to get into some more of that God reward? Well, if that's true and people know about it, why aren't more people diligent? Why aren't people diligent? Well, I thought of four answers right away. Things we've already looked at, things we're about to look at. One, we've just got through saying one reason why people, many are not diligent, which, and of course, you know, you are a people. We're not just talking about somebody who's not here. Somebody says, well, I ain't lazy. I'm a hardworking man. There are places where you have been lazy. You might be a hardworking dude. You might sling a sledgehammer half a day at a time, but you might be lazy reading your Bible. You understand what I'm saying? So this applies to us somewhere. Why aren't people diligent? We've already touched on one of them, priorities. Somebody say priorities. Priorities. People are not diligent because their priorities are not right. Secondly, and these things go together. Secondly, playing. And connected with playing can be sin. How many know that when it's time to work, it's not time to play? But if nobody's making you do it, you can yield to the flesh and play when you should be working. And in our society, where more people have gotten more discretionary time, you see more and more of this. That's one reason why so many people are overweight. You know, a few decades ago, centuries ago, man, you had to get up and hustle just to eat. You had to work physical labor. Most everybody did just to eat. But that's changed. And a lot of people can, if you want to, you can play when you should be working. And of course, that's going to affect you. But in doing so, you can get into sin as well. And both of these lead to the third one here I'm going to talk about. They make you puny in spirit. Weak in spirit. It takes strength of spirit to be diligent, doesn't it? Why are many people not diligent? Because they are just tired all the time. They just don't feel like doing anything. So they just sit back down and watch some more TV. The dishes pile up in the sink because you just don't feel like washing them right now. And the garbage is stinking because you just don't feel like getting up and taking it out right now. And you, it's not that you're not going to do it. Two of the devil's favorite words, not now. Not now. If he can't get you to just say you won't do it, then this is his fallback position. Not now.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me